Another futuristic business venture is set to take off later this month. A privately financed rocket plane called Spaceship One is scheduled to launch in the Mojave Desert and become the world's first manned commercial space vehicle. Backers are hoping this is the first step toward a new era of space tourism, and so is commentator Jake Halperin.
My grandfather, Louis Lefty Plitt, was in his own small way an early supporter of space tourism. Back in 1969, he made reservations for a seat on the first scheduled commercial flight to the moon. His inspiration was Neil Armstrong, who that July had stepped out of a clunky lunar landing module and taken a leisurely stroll. The following day, my grandfather learned that Pan American Airways was officially taking reservations for flights to the moon, and he got himself on the list. As legend has it, Pan Am started taking reservations for its first moon flights club in 1964 when an Austrian journalist by the name of Gerard Pistor went into a travel agency in Vienna and inquired about visiting the moon. The travel agent took a deposit of 500 shillings, the equivalent of $20, and 2 weeks later, Pan Am accepted his reservation. Yet allegedly, the popularity of Pan Am's first moon flights club did not take off until 1968, when Stanley Kubrick's film 2001: A Space Odyssey hit the screens. By 1971, when Pan Am officially stopped taking reservations, some 93,000 people had reportedly signed up to go to the moon. Perhaps some of these people signed up purely on a lark, but for my grandfather, I suspect it was more than this. He was born in 1915, in an era when horse-drawn carts still mingled with Model Ts on the streets of New York, and so the promise of commercial space travel must have been mind-boggling. But in a way, it must have also seemed very attainable. After all, in the first 50 years of his life, he had witnessed the rise of automobiles, airplanes, and television, so why not a trip to the moon? But it was not meant to be. In 1980, my grandfather passed away, and his official Pan Am First Moon Flights card was put away in a box to accumulate dust, along with his golf trophies and other prized possessions. When it comes to commercial space travel, I guess I'm still pretty skeptical. I came of age in the 1980s, in a decade when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up, and our general trajectory towards the stars seemed to take a dive. Still, the boyish sci-fi fan in me can't help but feel excited by the prospect of a romp in space. At least excited enough to dig through some old boxes to go looking for my grandfather's first moon flights card. True, Pan Am did go out of business, but who knows? Maybe his reservations are transferable.
Jake Halperin lives in Boston.